There is a report, nourished by the rabble, and yet a mere fable. Both city and court is filled with the news that Whitney's out of jail without giving of bail. 'Tis false, I declare. He lies still in fetters. He lies still in fetters. The more is his care. These fetters and chains with which he is hampered, if he would have scampered, 'twould puzzle his brains for to get them off. Besides, there's a crew of the devil knows who, which guards him likewise, for fear of their losing, for fear of their losing their wonderful prize. Their kindness to him he well does remember the last of December. Under lock and key they put him with care, where he still is confined. They were wonderful kind. He needs must confess that he cannot leave 'em, that he cannot leave 'em, although in distress. The doors being barred to keep him from running, besides, they are cunning, for there's a strong guard of keepers likewise. Nay, if Samson was there, he could never get clear, nor neither can he. It is not so easy, it is not so easy, from Newgate to flee. The valiant and stout, if once overpowered, appears like a coward. There's no getting out for Whitney, I find. Iron bars he can't break, nor the stony walls shake. They're stronger than so. He there must continue, he there must continue, whether he will or no. He studied which way, how to run and leave 'em, but who can deceive them? Their fetters and they a giant would tame. Let him do what he can, he that never feared man, not since he was born, does now lie in prison, does now lie in prison, with sorrow forlorn. 'Tis said he was fled without disputation. This ample relation was carried and spread by friends of his own, who'd be glad without doubt if he could but get out. But wishes are vain, for in his new quarters, for in his new quarters, he still does remain. The truth to declare, and not to deceive ye, if you'll not believe me, I'll have you repair with speed to his room in the jail of Newgate, where both early or late he's free for your sight. He is to be spoke with.